Well, thank you very much for joining me, Luke Evans.
Hello.
Dracula.
That's me.
A part that has been played so many times. Mm. Is that daunting?
Well, it would be daunting if I was playing the Dracula that everybody knows, but this isn't the Dracula story that people are expecting. This is the origin story, which is something that has never been done on film before. We go back to the 1400s, to the real historical figure that inspired the whole vampire craze in the first place. So you start the movie and you meet the man, Vlad Tepes, who is famously known as Vlad the Impaler. And you follow his life and the turbulent life he leads and the decisions and sacrifices he makes in his life that cause him to make a very dark decision and turn him into a very sinister, dark vampire.
Obviously, though, throughout the film, you're sort of getting closer into turning into that Dracula, though. You're still maintaining this element of a family man. So how did you manage that sort of transition, I guess?
Well, it was interesting. There's a lot to play, you know. There's a lot. He's a family man. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a leader. He's a king. He's a warrior. And he has this responsibility to his people, his kingdom, from this threat of the Ottoman Empire, who basically want to steal his son and all the sons of his kingdom to be trained to fight for his enemy. I mean, and he's not going to have that. But he lives in a tiny country. He's a prince of a tiny country. And so he has to find the power somehow. And his eyes are drawn towards this dark mountain, Broken Tooth Mountain. So all those things are great to play, really great to play. But what's nice about this film, for me as an actor, was that I wasn't just playing a vampire. I was playing a man dealing with what I've been trying to describe as like an addiction. Once he's drunk the blood of that dark creature in that cave, it's like he's addicted. And so he then has to fight this addiction. He's almost like he's trying to go cold turkey, you know? And he's fighting that as well as having to sort of hide it from everybody and his wife, and to deal with that awful, you know, telling her that he's got this thirst for blood, and she's freaking out, but she supports him. And there's a load of different sort of emotional threads that he draws upon during the film. But you know, the transition that you watch this man losing hold on the human and the vampire and the darkness taking him. And it was a fantastic journey for me. I loved every minute of it.
And you were quite involved from fairly on, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Gary's the director, Gary Shaw, we were talking about this film about a year before we started shooting. So there was a load of talk and a lot of collaborations and Skype calls and meetings in coffee shops and... and that was great. I mean, as an actor, it's nice to be part of the creative process as much as, you know, I'm there to act and play a role. To be part of the script decisions and plot lines and narrative and all that stuff made my experience on the job even more satisfying and rewarding, you know. There's a lot to the film which Gary and I have really did ourselves. We decided sometimes on the spot, sometimes months before, sometimes halfway through the take, you know, we would go, let's just try this. And we did that. And that was something I'll, you know, not forget, because that's nice. It wasn't just the actor, you know, I had a voice, which was nice.
So you're saying you had to do a lot of it on Skype. Is that right that you were filming The Hobbit at the time?
I'd finished The Hobbit. It was after Fast and Furious 6, we'd finished shooting that. That's when I started speaking to Gary. It's just easier. I couldn't travel to LA at the time. I was in London, and then I was in, oh God, I don't know where I was. Where am I now? But sometimes Skype is the best thing, and some directors like it, some actors like it, and some don't. And so, but I think it's a brilliant thing. You know, you set it up on your kitchen table and away you go. And we did a lot like that. So I did a bit of it when I was in New Zealand on the pickups, and it's the way it is nowadays.
But you know, vampires are quite cool at the moment. There's definitely a real thing that everyone's getting really into them, so it's a great time for it to sort of
I think vampires have been very popular for a very long time. I mean, I think we can thank Bram Stoker for that, with that amazing novel he wrote about Dracula. And I suppose the fascination with them has always been there. And but, you know, at the same breath, I think the world doesn't need another vampire like Dracula story. It doesn't. It needs something different. You know, we need to tell a different story, and that's why I did the movie. The script tells a very different story to the one people are expecting. It's the origin story. It's the beginnings of the most famous vampire that ever lived, and so that's why I was drawn to it.
And it definitely puts a different perspective. I certainly found myself never thinking I would like Dracula, and I was thinking I can totally see the rationale that's led to his decision.
Yeah, but you can see like the tug of war, his emotional, moral, you know, he you can see why he's doing it. Whether you agree with what he does is another thing, but you see the human, and I think that's what I really wanted. So you've just made me happy man by saying that.
I'm very glad. And I have to say this, you know, you are really starting to become a Hollywood star. It's only been about 4 years since you made your first big film. How are you finding it?
It was 6 years ago, but not long at all. Fine. I mean, it's, listen, I just do the acting bit, and then the rest is sort of a byproduct of my work. But, you know, I love acting. I love it. I love being allowed to do this for a living. I think it's, I feel very lucky. And to play a role like this and to join such an incredible list of actors that have been playing this role. The first one was played in 1932 by Bela Lugosi, and, you know, 82 years later, this little chavvy Welsh boy is now playing the Dracula character. It's not so chavvy anymore. I've washed the chav away.
We all know the Welsh are very good at singing, and am I right that you are too? That was your...
Well, I used to sing. I sang professionally on stage in the West End and on tour for 9 years altogether.
Could we ever see you in a Hollywood musical, maybe? They're going to think a comeback?
Maybe, yeah. If it's the right one, I'd definitely do it. I'd be right up for that, yeah. To mix the two jobs I've done, the two careers I've had, you know, and see... Yeah, it'd be great. Who knows?
What about the stage? Do you think we might see you there again, or is it...
Yeah, no, I'd like to, yeah. Yeah, the thing about theatre is you've got to really commit a big chunk of your life to that, and so I have to just find a window in my schedule where I can like devote maybe a year or 6 months or something like that to do in a play or whatever. Who knows what it would be, but it's definitely something I would happily go back to. It's where I learned how to be an actor in the first place, so my first love is theatre.
Well, thank you very much for chatting to
me. My pleasure. Thanks for having
me.
Thank you.